Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Tourism Marketing Mastery. I'm your host, Eric Hattershite, and today's episode is going to be on hosting dinners.
Hey, my name is Eric Hattershite, and I'm part of a group of independent tourism operators that you've probably never heard of. We deliver experiences that are beyond a photo shoot. When they're not, we actually have to change our guests' lives. But because we don't have unlimited budgets like the big brands, we have to think differently. We have to be clever with our marketing. We need to reach our audiences to make the impact, but we also need to be profitable right from the start. Unfortunately, traditional education is about 20 years behind, and they aren't teaching us what we need to know. So we've decided to take matters into our own hands. We're sharing marketing tactics that work today because we are experienced masters, and what we do matters.
Which we'll explain in a second. Okay, so hosting dinners. I wish I had a better title for you guys, but I am in a little bit of a rush. I'm trying to run through this one because my wife is busy. She's busy feeding the baby and we're about to go for a walk. So I was like, hey, I need to record an episode. Can I get it done? And she's like, you got 15 minutes. So we're going to try and make sure this one's under 15 and is useful for you. So let's talk about context here a little bit. Why am I talking about hosting dinners? That came to me as a podcast this week because two things. One, I have a business that I've been working with that's a startup tour company. They're really small. They don't have much of a budget. And this being a COVID year, especially, they're kind of disgruntled with the amount of inquiries they've had. And also just the amount of times that they get blown off by other individuals in their industry. And they're trying to figure out how do we establish ourselves in this industry and get taken seriously? So this question is going to answer that, or this podcast is going to answer that question. And then really the main reason here is I have another client and they do a lot of high-end hospitality work with food. So they do high-end private events, and they're doing a program. They're running a program teaching other individuals how to run their own high-end food private business. That's the worst way of me explaining that. You're gonna have to forgive me. I'm obviously rushed and clearly not doing a great job of explaining who these people are. But they're a company that serves high-end clients, and they're teaching other individuals how to serve high-end clients through food and running high-end events, high-end catering, high-end private private business events, private chefs, all that kind of stuff. So they're asking, you know, what's the best way to get established in the industry when you're brand new and nobody knows you? And the first thing that came to mind for this was hosting dinners. And it's pretty simple concept, but it can be very powerful. So to give you guys a little bit of context, when I definitely have not always been only in tourism. I've been involved in consulting in other industries. And when I moved to the city I'm in now, Calgary, I was unknown in the city. Nobody knew who I was or had any context what I was all about. And so I knew one of the first things I needed to do was establish myself with high-level connections in this city in order to get clients that are in this city. So one of the first things I did was I put out an invite on Facebook and I said, hey, do I have any people that I know that live in Calgary or know people that live in Calgary that are high-level business people, entrepreneurs, or just cool people to interact with? I'm going to be hosting a dinner for just genuinely cool people. Want to get to know some people in this city. Tag them in this post or send me a private PM of people that you think I should invite, and I'll get in contact with them via phone. So that's what I did. Put that out on Facebook. Got some responses from that. Also just reached out to a few individuals that I knew that had friends in this city and said, hey, would you mind reach out to this person, see if they're interested in coming to this dinner? It's just the coolest people I know. Coming together and we're going to interact. Coolest business people I know that we're going to get together and interact and have this dinner. And so that was the first time I hosted one of these dinners. And it was, not only was it a ton of fun, but it gave me some high level connections. I've done a few dinners since then, but it really started to get myself established in this city. And it did it in a way that was not networky. So I want you to keep in mind, a lot of people say, you know, you need to network in order to succeed in business. And that's true. However, I've learned that going to networking events, for the most part, not always, but I'm gonna say for the most part, is a waste of time, because the people that you really want to connect with, the ones that are well-established in the communities are actually the kingpins and the movers and shakers. They do not go to networking events. They avoid those things like the plague, because if you go to a networking event, guess what? Everyone at that networking event is trying to sell you something. And there's a lot of, dare I say it, there's a lot of desperation that happens in those networking events where everyone's trying to get business. And it's usually people that are on the bottom, unfortunately. So how do you establish yourself on top? The only reason I know that, by the way, is because I went to, without a word of a lie, I'm not going to say hundreds, but definitely dozens and dozens, probably at least 100 networking events before I figured this out. So it's not to say that I'm just saying this from no experience. I've gone to tons of networking events, and then I found out there was a better way of doing this, which is, as opposed to wasting hundreds of hours for sure at networking events, it's better to host your own event and invite the people that you want to be there. So doing that establishes you within that community, whether it's people that you would see as your clients, or often these are going to be individuals that they're not going to be your clients ever, but they might refer you out to other people. Because what you want to do is you want to establish yourself as somebody that they can trust and somebody that they like. So the last thing you want to do at these dinners is sell anybody anything, because the high-level individuals, the networking that they do, they network at parties. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but you look at rich people, and maybe you don't know any rich people. Maybe you do, maybe you know tons. But even if you look at the context of, just look at the homes that rich people buy. They buy large homes with lots of rooms, and there's plenty of space for entertainment. Yeah, there's a context of, oh, I enjoy having a get-together, but a lot of that is actually a business investment, because what they're doing is they're buying themselves the capability of hosting events. And hosting those events is where a lot of those connections are made. Maybe the deal's not made at the event, but deals are made outside of that event from connections that you made in event. Most of the big business connections I have come from events like that, where you're just going and you're going there to have a good time. There's no context of selling whatsoever, and yet that's where most of the business deals happen. Whether it's, I've been invited to go to stay at like a weekend lodge or houseboating or somebody's mansion for a wine and cheese night or whatever, right? There's different things that happen, and that's where great connections are made. It's never an official networking event. It's always at a party of some kind. So what I'm saying is, if you're not invited to these things, then that's fine. Host your own. And like I said, when I first came to Calgary, I didn't know anybody. I wasn't invited to anything here in Calgary. I was in a position where if nobody is willing to get you on their stage, you build your own. I learned that from a mentor of mine, and that served me really well over the course of my career. If no one's willing to put you on a stage, you build your own. And that's the same thing with these dinners. If no one's willing to invite you to a dinner, you build your own, you create your own, and you invite people to it. So let's give a couple of things that I've learned that have worked better doing this and worse. And do you charge? Do you not charge? What does this look like? So the first time that I ran this, I didn't charge. However, I did charge everyone a bottle of wine. So I was like, if you want to come, I'll take care of the food cost, the catering. I was in a position where I could do that. And you bring a bottle of wine. By the way, if everyone brings a bottle of wine, you're not consuming that much wine. So you, generally speaking, you could have a lot of wine left over. But that's okay. That's good. Everyone gets, there's a variety of wines there, and it's great. Also, when it comes to the location, don't worry too much about the location. When I first moved here, I moved into a condo with some roommates initially, and I didn't have a place to host. What you find out is that when you're hosting these higher level dinners and people find out who's going to be there, people actually come out of the woodwork to be a host at these dinners. People will offer, high level individuals will offer, I've had people offer me their mansions. In this case, most of the dinners that we've had have actually been, there's a guy, I didn't even know, he was a connection of a connection. And he had a marketing company downtown. Great exposure for him to be exposed to all these high level business individuals, to come into his marketing firm after hours and host a dinner there. It was a really cool space. And so we just hosted dinners there, which is a great thing. I'm also going to give you context and say, you can think outside of the box and host your dinners somewhere in a unique space where they might not naturally be done. The client that I was talking about that's doing the training with these private chefs, she hosted a dinner like this, and she did it outside, which is awesome. You know, putting lanterns and lights and stuff out and doing it at dinner in the woods is what she did, but she did it with higher level individuals, and that really helped her move her business along. So location is not the end-all be-all, but really the more unique the location is, the better it is for you, because it kind of sets you apart. Like, oh, these guys are kind of quirky. The other thing, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, the other thing that I did for my dinners just to make it a little bit more quirky is you make a little bit of a game out of it. So when I first started doing these dinners, our company colors at the time were yellow, black, and white. And so what I did is I had everyone had to wear at least one piece of yellow. They had to have yellow on them somewhere. And that could be anything. It could be yellow tie, yellow dress, yellow flowers on a shirt. It could be anything. But just a hint of yellow, and everyone brought that just to make it fun. So bring your fun elephant. Don't bring your fun elephant. No elephant's going to fit in the room. Actually, that would be a hell of unique, though. So yeah, bring an elephant. bring a fun element. This is just, again, going back to how do we plus one this thing. Bring a fun element into it. And then consider who you want to invite as guests. So you might not have much context, but if you do, try and get somebody there that's from the media, for instance, that can get you media exposure. Try and get high-level business individuals that have some sway over the city. Try and get some people that are involved in politics. You're really trying to just get a cross-section of the best people in the city that you can. And if you're not there, if you don't have that ability, just start where you can start. Maybe you start with whoever. It could be somebody of almost no importance whatsoever, but here's the key. You allow them to invite one friend. So it's them that's invited, and then they invite one friend who is the friend that they think would be the best fit for someone that is, and then you insert who you want at this dinner, someone that is in business or someone who is just cool in a unique way. These dinners also, I mean, to be honest, you don't have to do this for business. It's just a really cool way of meeting cool people. The first time I did this, I found myself in a room completely unintentional. I found myself in a room with people that were influencers in the city, in a room with the mayor of the city, in a room with professional NHL players, in a room with high-level business owners, in a room with professional adventurers, a guy that summited Everest without oxygen and crossed the ocean in record time, and just cool people. So I'm going to say, just throw it out there. Start where you can start and work your way up continually. Like, the cool people that are really enjoying that, they'll come back, and you just continue to allow them to invite a friend. Now let's talk about cost. If you're not going to take any cost for it, then you got to limit this. I think the first one I limited it to, I think it was 15 people, where I paid the catering. But after that, we started charging, because the value in this is not the value in the food. It's the value of the other people in the room, the other connections in the room, because there's definitely people that don't know each other there. And those connections, you don't need to worry about fostering that. That'll happen naturally. Kind of, there's time before dinner and after dinner where people stay and they mingle and they chat. And it's just a good place for cool people to meet cool people. And if they have that chance to interact, they're going to want to come back. So maybe in my case, this is what I did. I did the first one for free, and then I was charging $100 a head after that, just to cover my costs. I wasn't even really making money on those events. I just was covering my catering costs to host them. But that puts you in a position where you're now a hub. You're a center of influence for bringing those people together. And very quickly, they're going to familiarize themselves with who you are and what you do. And when someone comes out of the woodwork to them looking for that service or that that thing, then you can... or then you'll be the first one on their radar to refer. So within this, I'm going to say, if you don't already have a really clear indication or clear way of communicating who you are and what you do, then you need to have that. You need to have, in my opinion, you need to have three things. You need to be very clear in communicating, like, who you actually serve the best in your market. So who is your ideal guest? Second is why you do what you do. So why you're passionate about it and why you love it, and what your vision is for the company and the difference you're making in the world. And then the third piece is, what is it that makes you unique? What is it that you do that no one else does? What's the thing that you provide that you know absolutely that your guest is not going to get from anyone else? When you can communicate those three things, it's going to stand out to any individual you're interacting with, especially if you host these dinners, so that this person that comes as a guest, when someone comes to them and says, hey, this is what we're looking for, they'll recognize that right away, that you are the provider of that service. So that's my recommendation for you. Host some dinners. This is if you're an individual, if you're running your own company, you're just trying to start up and you don't know where to start or how to gain influence, this is a great way of doing it. Even if you've been in business for years, I still would absolutely recommend that you host these dinners, because the longer you host them, the more opportunity there is to interact with higher and higher level individuals and build and foster those connections. And you have to go into this with an attitude of building genuine connections. You don't go into this with an attitude of, oh, this is just to help my business. You need to do it because you want to do it, because you want to get to learn or get to know these individuals and learn more about them and their lives and their businesses and how you can actually help them. So that's the attitude going in. I know a lot of you guys as well, you're going to be in a situation where you are running a property or a experience level business that's outside of a city. That's okay. I would still, I'd organize with people in the community, or I would organize with people at the closest local city, and here's a clincher, and we've done this as well. You can host these dinners online. You can totally host these dinners online. You say, hey, we're going to host it at this time. Bring a bottle of wine, your own food, and from 7 to 8, we're just going to have a dinner and we're going to interact, and there's no preset agenda. It's just an opportunity to meet with other cool people in the industry. So if you're trying to figure out how to position yourself, this is one really, really great way of doing that. And I totally forgot about it until this morning, really, when it just kind of came up a couple of times that this was a great method to use to promote both the individuals that came to me asking what they should be doing. So it's a good reminder for me as well. I think I should go and host another dinner, because I haven't for a little while now. So go out there, host a dinner, let me know how it goes. You can always let me know either how one of these marketing tactics have helped you, or just if you have any questions, you can email into info@tourismmanagementacademy.com. All right, we'll see you guys in the next episode.